Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 200 of CJ Evolution, the big 200 made possible by you, the supporter and listener of the show. I am so grateful. Pat Fitzgibbons here, host and creator of the show. Whatever you are doing, wherever you are at, thank you for tuning in. Because you tune in and because you listen and share the show, we continue to grow and we continue to reach these historic milestones like episode 200. Thank you so much for the continued support. Special thanks to all those first responders out there and brave men and women who work in the criminal justice field, protecting us day in and day out from the various threats out there in a very difficult environment. I know sometimes it doesn't seem like you have a lot of support, but trust me, you have much support. So thank you very much. Keep doing what you are doing. I am so excited to have this solo episode by myself to do some reflection today on some of the things I have learned since I've journeyed on this podcast journey. So people sometimes have asked me, you know, how do you start a podcast? It's quite simple. There's a lot of information out there. John Lee Dumas has a lot of good information out there on how to start a podcast. So does Lewis Howes. You can Google this stuff, sign up for their newsletters. I self-taught myself how to do a lot of this podcasting. So it really is a journey, but it's nothing you can't do. So if you want to start a show, you really got to put your foot forward and go for it. Right? Nobody's gonna just give you what you want. You have to work for it. Again, don't let the haters get to you. You know, there's always going to be people out there that are critical. Sometimes that they're family. We've talked about it. And sometimes that's the harshest critics. But you really have to go for your dreams. We're not, you know, we're not here very long in the big scheme of things. When you really think about it, you have to live your life for you. Of course, other people, you got to take care of your people in your life, but you got to live it for yourself too. So, you know, again, if you want to write that book, start that business, you really have to go for it. But for me, like I've talked about so many times, you know, I'm so grateful for everything in my life. I try to embrace gratitude as much as I can, you know, and I've learned over the years, when you are grateful for what you have, you open yourself up to receive more and to become more. It really, really has done wonders for me. So here are five benefits that you can get for yourself when you embrace gratitude. You being present in the moment is number one. When you begin to feel overwhelmed, pause and take a moment to breathe. We've all been there every single day. You need to acknowledge that you are feeling stress and give yourself time to seek clarity and clear your mind of any distractions. You need to focus on what you have and not on the current task. Remember, focus on what you have and not on the current task. Take a few moments to think about what brings you joy and allow those thoughts to bring you back to your core, to put you back at your center of presence. Number two, become cognizant of your thoughts. This is really something that I've worked hard over the last several years, and I think I'm getting really, really better at it. But think about what makes you feel happy. Just take a moment and think about it. What brings a smile to your face? What makes you feel like the best, most productive, most authentic you? What makes your heart full? What does your body and mind tell you? How do you feel connected to others, to yourself? What brings you simple joy? Meditate on the responses to these questions. I'm a huge fan of meditation. You guys know that. And women, guys and girls out there who are listening, you know I'm a big fan of meditation. All it takes is a couple minutes, beginning of your day, maybe the end of your day, maybe at the middle of the day, to sit and reflect on these things that bring you joy. You know, that this is the things that keep us humble, or should keep you humble. Number three, everything has value. No matter how big or small, everything has value. All of your experiences in some form or capacity plant seeds that will manifest themselves in your future. Never take anything for granted. A kind word, a smile, a small gesture can truly help somebody else. I've learned that over the years, that sometimes my demeanor, sometimes the way I look, maybe I'm looking too mean. My wife tells me that. She told me that in the past, not so much anymore. You know, a small gesture in the way you look and a smile can really help somebody. Volunteering your time or listening to others is always appreciated. Minuscule acts of kindness are valuable and are extensions of gratitude. It can generally make a difference in someone's life as well as your own. Again, I know we all have bad days. I'm not talking every day being rainbows and unicorns. We all have bad days. I get that. But remember, you know, be cognizant of how you're acting and your thoughts. Again, it can mean the world of difference in somebody else's life. Number three, journaling / a gratitude notebook. Take a few moments daily to recollect and jot down specific instances that occurred that bring you peace, happiness, and or appreciation. Recognize that there are an array of opportunities to be thankful for every day. Again, if getting down to the very simplest things, just be grateful that you woke up. We take that for granted. I know I have. That you woke up and you're breathing. Take it down to that simplest thing. Well, it's really not that simple. It's complex when you really think about it, but we really don't think about it. It's automatic. But really begin your day. You know, I'm just glad to be alive. Create and commit to a schedule that will allot a time to express a written account of your gratitude moments. Me, it's very early in the morning. I spend time just with myself. Research has shown that actively documenting moments of gratitude has tremendous well-being effects. Recognize that there are an array of opportunities to be thankful for every day. Number four, self-acceptance. Possessing the ability to think and make decisions for yourself is an extraordinary blessing. Listen to your intuition and realize that you will be successful by your own definition of success when you become the person you were meant to be and not try to imitate others. Be your authentic self. Appreciate who you are and where you are in your life's journey right now. There's only one you, folks. Remember, you are authentic. Love yourself. Be grateful for the freedom to design the life you want to live. Appreciate who you are and where you are on your life's journey right now. Remember, when you're grateful for the things in your life and what you have, you open yourself up to receive more and to become more. Folks, thank you so much for helping me reach number 200. I'm so excited to look forward to the next 200 episodes with each and every one of you. Thank you for the wonderful ratings and reviews you have been giving me on iTunes. If you head over to cjevolution.com, that's the website, and rate and review my podcast, I sure would appreciate it. And if you head over to Four Sigmatic, a great company that produces great products such as mushroom coffee, it tastes great. Don't worry about it. It tastes amazing. I take it every day or drink it every day. And it really helps me with clarity and focus. You'll love the products. If you click over to Four Sigmatic, you'll get 15% off of all your purchases by using the promo code CJEVO. We got a lot of great guests coming on in the very, very near future, so stay tuned, folks. Again, thank you for supporting the podcast. It has been an honor. I look forward to the next 200. Thank you so much, and be safe, everybody.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.